Welcome to the Disrupt Education Podcast. I'm Peter Hostrasser, the host. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with us today. Do me a favor, hit that subscribe button. Leave us some feedback. That's the way we can grow and learn. Also, if you have a moment, head over to disrupteducation.co and you can check out my blog. You can check out where I'm going to be chatting and we can connect there as well. On this episode, the Global Innovators Academy founder, his name is Kevin Anselmo, and actually Kevin and I went to small colleges in Indiana. Very weird fact there. He is in Florida now, and I am here in Chicago, and we will get our conversation going about how he is connecting kids to professionals and having them lead the way in their networking and communicating. We'll be right back after this. I recently asked Jake, who is a sophomore in high school, why he uses SpikeView to share his learning journey.
I think it's really cool that SpikeView is really putting that abstract into concrete data and knowledge and then displaying that to the outside world. And I think SpikeView is different than anything else out there. Like I said before, because it's really taking that, those abstract skill sets and those abstract experiences and putting them into data that, is actually mathematic and scientific and, that matches you up with the best programs and, best places for you. People, who are really trying to make those changes in the world, and they're going to be using SpikeView because SpikeView is that app where you can, take those experiences and take those passions and put them out there. And share with other people, and that's really powerful. And that professional networking piece, to be with other like-minded teenagers, that puts you ahead. That puts you ahead in a lot of ways. And so, I think anyone who uses SpikeView right now has a leg up in the future. And excited to see where those SpikeView alumni head up.
Head to SpikeView.com. Start your portfolio now for free. Have you ever thought about creating courses and training online? Without a partner to guide you through that process, you're going to be stressed about why your learners aren't engaged or how to create updated content, missing revenue opportunities, and not even having enough time. I know because I create online courses. And I have a solution for you, e-learning partners. You don't have to be overwhelmed anymore. Become a partner with eLearning Partners to create your courses and training stress-free and achieve the results you want to see. If you are thinking about wanting to create a course or training online and you believe like I believe that no expertise should go unheard, then click the eLearning Partners link in the notes of this podcast and you can start your journey to create your courses and training stress-free. If you want all that and more from the eLearning Partners, hit the link in the podcast notes because there's a free masterclass for you to take. That's right, a free masterclass. Hit that link today. The Disrupt Education vlog can be found on YouTube. To hear it in podcast form, search Disrupt Education on any of the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Spotify, or Stitcher. Welcome to this episode of Disrupt Education. I'm Peter Hostrasser, the host. Hey, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I've got a great guest today. I've got Kevin Anselmo, and I said that correctly again, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
All right, we're rolling again. We're going to do this because we're failing forward. But he's from the Global Innovators Academy. Kevin, thanks so much for being here with us, man.
Peter, it is an absolute pleasure. I have a quiet house here on a Thursday, 6 p.m. I have my wife and two small children. They are away for a couple of days, and I can think of no better way to spend my quiet Thursday evening than talking to you on the Disrupt Education Podcast. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. We were talking about those times, man, those really quiet times, and I know you're going to be on Netflix till 3 a.m., so we're good to go. Let's dive into who you are and what you're about, man.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. So I live here in Sarasota, Florida, and I run a communications consulting company. I've been running my consulting company since 2013. A couple of years ago, and most of my work, just to back up a second, most of my work is focused on communication strategy, communications workshops. A couple of years ago, kind of a light bulb moment came to mind, and I started this program called Global Innovators Academy. And there's a lot of things I think that drove this, but in principle, what my program does is it connects students to different innovators and entrepreneurs. And let me ask you, Peter, have you ever done a informational interview, or do you help your students to ever do informational interviews?
100%, yep, absolutely.
So what I call this is informational interview 2.0, because what happens in a traditional informational interview is, you know, the student or a work person who wants to work in a certain industry will go out and do a kind of have a coffee or a virtual conversation. And it's a nice conversation. And it usually ends at that. And what I'm doing is basically having the student, in this case, take that conversation to the next level. And so what the student is going to do is to write an article. And that article is going to be published online. And I have a program that guides students through this process. I will rigorously edit each student's article. And at the end, you know, there's four main outcomes that I'm looking to achieve. And that is, first, the student is learning communication skills. They're building their network. They're gaining inspiration about careers and potentially entrepreneurship. And then fourth, they're building a digital footprint that will make them look more marketable for different jobs, for different academic opportunities, internships, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. That's so needed, diving into that and guiding them. And before we go a little bit further into the Global Innovators Academy, yeah, I'd love to hear your journey. We went to a couple of small colleges, I have a feeling. And tell us a little bit about that journey. And then what did you find out to kind of that click, say, wait a minute, this experiential learning is so, so key to success.
Yeah, so I went to Taylor University in Indiana. It's a small Christian private school. And I would say, you know, one of the best parts about going to a smaller school is you get hands-on experience. And I always knew I wanted to work in communications. And I was fortunate that I was able to have my own radio show, to be the sports editor of the newspaper, did some work in TV. And you know, I think I don't remember my classes so much, and a lot of the textbooks are probably outdated and antiquated for that matter. But, you know, the best way to learn about anything communications related is to put it into practice. And so, like, let me just ask you, you know, you've hosted, I believe, 100 plus podcast episodes, yeah, here on Disrupt Education. I mean, had you ever hosted a podcast before?
Not before I started this thing.
Not before you started. Now, how did you learn about podcasting? Did you learn about it through reading a book and watching videos? Maybe as like a little bit of background, but I'm sure the best way you learn about how to run a podcast is by actually publishing 160 episodes,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, that's my view on communication is, like, if we're going to teach students to be great communicators, and I think everybody needs to know how to communicate a message, regardless of what your field you go into. And, you know, I think one way to do that, or the best way to do that, is through practical experiences. And then, you know, as it relates to entrepreneurship and innovation, you know, these are things that I'm very passionate about. And, you know, how do you teach somebody about innovation? A young person, let's say that person's a junior, senior in high school, or freshman and sophomore in college, what does the future of work look like 4 or 5 years from now? Who knows, right? Mm-hmm. However, throughout time, there's been one constant about what innovation is, and that is it's people who come up with creative ways to solve problems. They're addressing a challenge. And that challenge might have looked a lot different 100 years ago, but the person had an innovative mindset and came up with a solution. And I think one of the best ways to learn about innovation is to actually talk to people who are living out that mindset, who are living out the behaviors of an innovator. And so basically what my program does, the students will identify who they want to interview, and then they will do this interview and then go through this process of writing up the article. But I guess I've seen this throughout my career, you know. My consulting practice, for example, has taken different twists and turns. Mm-hmm. I've had different interests. I've seen different business opportunities. And an example I'll share is, you know, I was very interested a couple of years ago in working with clients focused on learning and development at the corporate level. I had experience working in business schools. I really wanted to know at the corporate level, what are different companies doing in the learning and development space? And one thing I did was I, like you, I hosted a podcast and I interviewed learning and development directors at different companies. And that was a wonderful opportunity. It was a wonderful education. And it opened up my network and I got some interesting new work as a result of it. But it was really the interviews that were the catalyst for giving me these opportunities in the L&D space. And so I'm of the belief, you know, my students that go through my program, they go through it one time, they write an article, it's published online. My goal really is that students are putting into practice these skills throughout their careers.
Yeah. So, and you know, you mentioned like 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 year olds. And as a business teacher, you know, something that I run into is, you know, they can post on the phones, they can post yep. things like that. But then when it comes to professional, the pause, the blocker, you know, in what ways do you walk people through and break down some of those blockers and those walls?
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly there. I mean, first of all, I think one thing is having peers there. So when I work with for example, I'm working with Southern New Hampshire University's Global Education Movement. It is a program that supports refugee students. And so I'm very fortunate to working with a great group of students in Lebanon and Rwanda and Kenya. I think one thing is, you know, we're a group, the students are a group. Yeah. There's kind of this peer-to-peer learning and also to a certain extent, positive peer pressure, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll make a big deal every time a student publishes their article. Look, check out this person's article. Congratulations to this student. And you know, what's great too is other people are also recognizing them on social media platforms. Yeah. So, you know, that sort of like, wow, that student is experiencing these benefits. You know, I want to experience that benefit too. So I think that's part of it. I think, you know, coaching, providing the coaching, showing the importance of this, you know, students get this. I mean, you tell me, the students you work with, I mean, I think they get the importance of, you know, digital footprint. I mean, mm-hmm. there's enough like influencers out there, kind of the celebrity type and the non-celebrity type. That I'm guessing, you know, students see that, you know, I need to have this positive profile online in order to identify and to secure the right opportunities.
Yeah. So, and then your student, here's what I like about the program, honestly, the students actually are the ones connecting, choosing and connecting. You know, do you walk them through like a little bit of, hey, you're interested in this? Why don't you maybe check this industry? What does that look like? Because I know, yeah.
Yeah. So basically my course is 8 different modules. Mm-hmm. Each module is extremely, there's a video, it's a very short video module. And it basically addresses these types of questions. So one video, the second video in the series is focused on the very topic you're referring to. Mm-hmm. Like what do you want to be when you grow up? And what I tell students is come up with a list of 4 individuals and rank those individuals from 1 to 4 in terms of who you would like to speak to. And they could be individuals who are within the student's network. So maybe it's a parent or a family member who can introduce them to another professional. It also could be someone who's outside their network. Yeah. It could also be an alumnus of the school, for example. So there's several different tactics that I share mm-hmm. on how students should identify who they want to interview. But very important, as you say, like I think some programs will think like, oh, okay, the person running the program is going to connect them to the professional. And there's nothing wrong per se with that. But what my program does is the students identify who they want to interview based on what their interests are. And, you know, I think there's something powerful about that to a certain extent because mm-hmm. it, the student is owning that experience. This is very much student driven. I'm the guide, but they're driving forward and they will do the interview with who they think is most interesting. And, you know, I'll share a couple little examples of that. A student, her name is Haley. She goes to Rollins College. She's very interested in working in the fashion industry. And she figured out that there was a classmate who was the daughter of the founder of a company called J. McLaughlin. J. McLaughlin is a clothing retail brand. I think they have like 150 stores throughout the United States. It's been around since the 1970s. Well, she put that together and she did that in her interview and, you know, had face-to-face time with the founder of this J. McLaughlin company. And I think, you know, that's like just one example of the student finding a classmate who was somehow obviously closely related to the founder and doing this interview directly herself. And you know, there's several other examples like that of students who are identifying different individuals. I'll share with the program I'm running with Southern New Hampshire University's Global Education Movement. I told students like, okay, here are, you know, like same principles. Here's how you go about finding someone to interview. And what was really interesting is some students identified someone outside of their country and they did an interview with someone outside their country, which was great. Yeah. And then other students interviewed entrepreneurs in their refugee camps. And these might be people who are selling hens or people who are selling t-shirts, number of different types of examples like that. And, you know, both are really cool. Like, you know, this guy in the refugee camp has come up with a really creative way to sell t-shirts to people around the world in his refugee camp. And, you know, at the same time, you know, a student might be interviewing a refugee student might be interviewing the CEO of a nonprofit organization in New York. Both people bring a really unique lens to solving problems. And so for me, that's something that's really exciting about the potential of that.
I really like the number one, student driven. Number two, the variety of people, because those stories resonate. And we talked a little bit about how it actually is written out.
Yeah.
You asked for a few things to kind of guide them through that writing. What is that like? And then where does that live?
Yeah. So basically, one of the video modules is how do you write a compelling article? And obviously, there's lots of ways to write an article, but it's always helpful to have a template and a guide. And so I do still want this to be student driven, but again, I want to provide that the parameters on how to go about starting with a blank document to finishing your piece. Mm-hmm. And basically, there's three key components to each student article. Each student article ranges between 800 to 1,000 words long, so a typical blog post type of article. And what I want the student to cover is the person that they interviewed. What is that person's journey, right? How did they get from A to B? And then the second part is, what is their advice for aspiring innovators? Essentially, advice for the student. And then the third part, which I think is the most fun and the most critical, is the application. What is the student going to do as the result of having gleaned lots of different information from the person they interviewed? What is that student going to do? How are they going to apply the advice that they gleaned from the person that they interviewed? And it's really, for me, I look at my role as both an editor and to a certain extent, a coach, a career coach, personal development coach. And I will challenge the students to really flesh out their ideas about how they're going to apply what they learned from the person they interviewed and actually action it so that they can advance themselves.
Creativity means creating something, right?
Absolutely.
Which I love. And they're building content. It's housed on the website.
Yes.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about, you've mentioned this term content learning. I love that term. Let's dive into it's housed. What's the website? Everything is housed on. Let's jump into that.
Awesome. So globalinnovatorsacademy.com. If you want to read inspiring stories about different innovators from the lens of a student, these are high school students or college students, go to globalinnovatorsacademy.com and you will see the student articles are prominently featured there. So content learning. You're familiar with the term content marketing, I'm sure, right, Peter?
Yep.
Yeah. So content marketing, we're going to create content to market ourselves or our product or school, whatever it might be. I love content marketing. I think it's fantastic. I also want people to think about content learning. And what I mean by that is if you are creating content with the goal to get 1 million followers, you might be disappointed, right? Not you, Peter, but...
Well, yeah.
You don't have that problem.
I'll be a little happier, but yes.
If you are creating content to learn, then you will see that creating content is such a rich and fun experience. And so, like you, Peter, hosting a podcast, I've also hosted podcasts. I do interview articles throughout my career and, you know, still do this quite regularly today. I want people to follow my work. I want to see high download numbers. I would like to go to my website analytics and see good website traffic. Don't get me wrong. However, you know, if I am creating content with the lens to learn, to expand my horizons, to network, guess what? If I go and check my download numbers and I saw, oh man, I only got, you know, 50 downloads, but guess what? I learned something. I'm not going to be disappointed, because my goal at the beginning was to create create a learning opportunity for myself. So that's something that I'm trying to instill in students. It's actually something I'm exploring with other professionals too. Is, you know, and it's interesting because some of the best content creators that I've discovered, the people who I've interviewed on my podcast and in my content, I think the best content creators are just generally curious. And as a result of that curiosity is a springboard just to keep creating more and more content. And, you know, I think if students understand that creating content is not just something they're going to do in my program, but this is something that you're going to do throughout your career, you know, I think it really can go a long way. And in terms of, you know, motivating them and applying key skills that they can use for their careers.
Oh, 100%. And it's obviously, it's opening doors, right? So once you get that first step, that's one thing I've noticed with a lot of teens is like, once you get them past that first step, then it, you know, you mentioned the young lady who interviewed two people and kind of kept going. Wow, that's amazing. So we're at globalinnovatorsacademy.com, reading the stories. And you have some programs coming up this summer. Let's share those out. What do you have coming up?
Yeah, so right now my model is primarily a B2B model. So I partner with different schools and organizations. If you're a school leader out there and this is a type of program that is of interest to you, please reach out to me. Kevin.anselmo@gmail.com is an easy email to remember. I'm also trying something new this summer, in which I'm going to make my program available to anyone who's interested, selling directly to students and indirectly their parents. And basically the idea is from mid-June till August, I'm going to be running an 8-week program. It keyword is it's flexible, right? Because I know students have other things going on. And so it's something that the student can do on their own time. The videos are basically, you can watch the 8 different videos whenever you'd like. I have a Slack community for just engagement between myself and the students. And then I also am running a weekly Zoom group call. Mm-hmm. I'm going to run those calls at 2 different times, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening, same content. So that way, if a student has a morning job, you know, they come to the evening session. If they have a nighttime job, they come to the morning session or whatever else they have going on. Yeah. And at the end of this program, the students will have gone through this process. They will have interviewed someone who's of interest to them. They will create this piece of content. The content will be published online and they will live happily ever after.
That's the goal. That is the goal, right? I always tell my kids, all I want is a ride on the private jet, man. That's it. I don't need anything else. So
yeah, and the URL just very quickly, globalinnovatorsacademy.com/summer program if you're interested in the summer program.
Excellent. We'll put that all down into the notes. Make sure everybody has that. Kevin, man, you're doing some great things, and you really are pushing students to really follow their dreams and open up doors for themselves. So the Global Innovators Academy, amazing. And you got a great story, genuine. I will tell you from knowing you, this is a great place to really get yourself out there. Take that first step. If you're young, if you're a parent, if you're a school, you're going to want to work with Kevin here. So thanks for sharing your story on Disrupt Education.
It's been my pleasure. I really appreciate the opportunity, Peter.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and leave us some feedback. We love that. Until next time, we'll talk to you.